All right. Good evening, you guys in Facebook world and podcast. This is Mary, and I have with me Dr. Tamika Brown and Londa. We are the co-host of the Women Arise podcast. And so we're here to share and just talk about balance, because that's been the focus for this week. If you guys were in the group, then we shared with you guys the video from Propel Women. And so we just want to chit chat a little bit and talk about what balance is, what it means to us. And I asked a question earlier, like literally right before we started, and Dr. Tamika just really came in and just shared a little bit about it. And so the question that I asked her was, you know, the question I asked was, did they watch the video, which I knew they did, but what were some of the takeaways? And so Dr. Tamika, I'll go ahead and let you just share again with what you had stated before.
What I stated is the video was actually very powerful, because you could take something from each one of the women when you listen to them talk, because I think majority of us, or many of us, are parents, we are mothers, whether it's single, whether you're a single parent, whether you're married, sometimes we're juggling careers. And I say that the world has it where you're thinking that in order for you to be successful, that's what it looks like. And it becomes hard, because in the midst of being a mother or a wife or trying to start your own career, you kind of lose yourself, because you're known as being a mother, a wife. And then at the end, it's like, okay, what else is there to know about me besides that? So you have to rediscover who you are as a person, as a woman. And just for me, that didn't come until my kids was basically grown, but that came also when I put God back into the core of my relationship. Once I put him back in the core, I then started to discover who I really was, what I was called to do.
That's good. That's good. What about you, Londa?
So balance for me is just understanding where you are in your life at this moment, and knowing that you can't juggle so much stuff, you know, like if right now you have little kids, balance that, you know, balance being a mom in their life. You know, if you want to, you know, take on other responsibilities, make sure it's not taking away from your number one responsibility right now, which is rearing your child or whatever your number one responsibility is. But what I'm learning is just time, you know, wait, every stage is great. Enjoy the stage. I see so many people trying to rush, or so many people trying to put stage 5 and stage 7 and stage 1. And it doesn't work like that. You're going to literally stress yourself out, and you're not going to be good for anybody. And at the end of the day, you're going to burn out. And you hear so many people saying, I got to take time for me, and I got to do this, and I got to do that. And a lot of times when I hear people say that, what it's sounding like to me is that, okay, you're not taking the proper protocol to align your priorities. I think you're trying to combine so much in your life at that one particular period, like you're scared you're going to drop dead at that age. Like, it's okay to put things on your timeline and to space things out. Okay, at 25, this is what I'm going to do at this stage. And then at 30, this is what I'm going to do at this stage. Like, be great in the stage that you are and be content in it. So
that's right.
That's good. That's good.
That's good. Like, hey, that. Georgette. Georgette said, that's right.
Hi, Georgette.
Awesome. Well, let's share a little bit with the community about, you know, what do y'all do? Like, just share a little bit about yourselves. I'll start, and then we'll go to Dr. Tamika, Dr. Brown, and then Londa, just so that they can kind of get an idea of who we are and what our life is like. And if you are listening to us, I want to hear from you. You know, tell us about yourself, because my next question is going to be, what does balance look like for you? Okay, so I'm married. I have two girls, a 10-year-old, a 1-year-old, just learning to walk. I work from home. I teach virtually, and I love Jesus. I love to empower women and just help people in general. So in a nutshell, if I could make it quick, then that would be me. Go ahead, Dr. T.
Okay, I'm Dr. Tamika, but it's Tamika by short. But you know, you want to give respect to the title of what I've earned. But I do like to be called Tamika. Sometimes I don't like the doctor because I don't want people to look at the title and not who I am as a person. I'm actually a mother of kind of adults. Well, I have two adults and one that's almost, she's going to be a senior this year. So I have two boys aged 29 and 26. They just left this week to go back to Nebraska. I'm a wife. I've been married for almost 26 years. And I work for the federal government as a senior HR specialist. And just like Mary says, I'm beginning to walk according to God's plan for my life and love God and love studying the word of God. So that's where I'm at right now.
Good. So, hi, I'm Londa B. So, how I like to introduce myself, I am a beautician. I'm a personal chef. I am a stylist. I am a teacher. And I am a waitress all day to my two little ones. I wear all of those hats to my two little ones. My background is in marketing. I was able to work from some pretty, good companies in marketing. Right now, I am a full-time stay-at-home mom, and I also, me and my girls, we run a gourmet popcorn business that we just started. So that's keeping us pretty busy. And yeah, love God, love my family, and I'm enjoying just being at home and spending time with, being a good wife and being a good mom. So that's where I'm finding contentment right now in my life.
Awesome. But Londa, so I'm gonna start with Londa because you are, I think sometimes when people when they see a stay-at-home mom, they see balance like in a different way than like a working parent. So what does balance look like for you?
Ooh, child, listen. So being a stay-at-home mom, you don't get no time off. Like there is no PTO days, there's no lunch break, I'm learning. There is no just, break. Like I have to, negotiate with my husband for that time. Where if you work a 9 to 5, you that's built in. Like at 12 or at 1, deuces, I'm on my lunch break. It don't work like that when you're a stay-at-home mom. Is if my husband is in a meeting, I have to wait. Thank God he's able to work from home, so we're able to juggle a little bit better right now since the pandemic. But there was a time where he was in the office and I was at home trying to balance, both of the children. So we recently just had a discussion like what how can he step in before I get to that point of, okay, y'all getting on my nerves. I need a break. He's like, how does that look for you? And we're still trying to work that out. Like, what are some words I can use to him where he can kind of step back from the computer and take over just for me to have a little break? So I'm currently homeschooling. So after I get finished with my girls' lessons, they have reading time. And I say this is your time, really what that is mommy's time. And so I'm learning to just build, be smart about it. I can't just, I need a lunch, leave me alone. It's you sit here, you read, yeah, this is a part of your lesson. And let me go in the room and, get my life together, So that's balance for me right now. It's just being creative, finding time to get to myself without neglecting my responsibility at this point.
Right. I don't even know what balance is going to look like for me in the fall, now that Eliza is walking. But right now, and okay, so balance just kind of went out the window when I hurt my leg. I'm just going to say that because honestly, all of it went to Stanley. Like my husband, he is handling everything. At least I'm starting to recover now, but it's getting better. But he's like literally handling everything. And I didn't realize how much I carried in the household until I had no other choice but to hand everything over to him. So I think working from home, it's a little bit difficult only because Deborah's at home schooling and Eliza is now talk. I don't know what to expect in the fall. I'm just going to trust Jesus because with her walking and talking and screaming, I don't know how in the world I'm going to be teaching these kids in this household, but we're going to make it work. But yeah, so for me, when I think of balance, and I really think I have to kind of change what balance looks like for me. But when I think of balance, I think of just a schedule and everything working in order, because that's me. But I also have to realize that sometimes things can be in balance and it doesn't always have to be working in the way that you think it's supposed to be working. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I have to change my perspective of how I see balance. And I'm going to share something that I got from the book by Pastor Teray Roberts later. But Dr. Tamika, go ahead and share about you. Share your view of balance.
I like what Londa said, and I also like what you said. And I was kind of listening to what you said, because like he says, you like a schedule. But I wonder what that looks like when things doesn't go the way you plan, because I'm also a person that was kind of controlling, because being married to the military, my husband constantly deploying, I had to have a schedule to make my household run a certain way, especially raising two boys. So I became the mom and dad at time, and I became the disciplinary, and I became the one that took care of everything, because the military constantly pulled my husband away with deployments. But listening to you talk, Mary, I just wonder, how do you handle that when things don't happen according to your schedule? Because sometimes it can come off with your kids as being angry, or you always upset when things don't go according to your schedule. So what do you do when things get off balance like that, Mary?
I have to tune in. I have to tune in so that I don't come out or come across a certain way, you know. Because it's not their fault, you know, they're kids and they're going to be kids, you know? So I have to, I'm going to be honest. A lot of times what I do, I try to restructure, but what I'm learning to do is allow it to just be and be okay with it, you know, be okay with the mess and be okay with it doesn't work out, but we're all happy. You know, we're all peaceful, you know, everything is okay. Ain't nobody got a broken leg, you know what I mean? Like, and be okay with that. And so when you talk about that controlling factor, learning to sometimes just let go and just allow it to be what it is. Now, when I'm at work, it's a different story, because my daughter knows my schedule. And so the moment that I get a break, she's already right here, like, okay, you know, and she's expecting me to be her friend. She's expecting me to play with her. I'm like, this is my break, you know, this is my time. You got to give me my time. And so I think communication, definitely, like getting them to understand, you know, when you do need that break, but saying it in a way to make sure that they understand that you're not going to neglect them. This is just temporary. So,
and I like what you just said as far as like sometimes just letting things be, because I'm type A as well, and I, you know, I like structure. So when things, you know, are just kind of out of whack, or it's just one of those days, or it's just a lot going on, because I mean, on top of, you know, homeschooling or work, you know, you've still got life. There's still doctor's appointments you got to book, you know, vacations or whatever you got going on, got to order diapers, you know, it's just stuff happen. Administrative work is what I like to call it. Like in some days it's really hard, and I beat myself up because I'm just like, oh man, I didn't have time to do my daughter's lesson. And I'm starting to tell myself, like, it's okay. It's even a lesson in that. So like, if I have to drop stuff off at the post office, come on, come to the post office. This is the post office. This is where you mail, just trying to incorporate a lesson anywhere and try to get my brain off the fact that it doesn't have to be so structured. She doesn't have to have her lesson book out to actually learn. Like, she's learning from you every single second. So
that's good, Londa.
Yeah, that's good, Londa. So do y'all think that has a lot to do with us as far as the high standard when it comes to balance, because the stigma that the world have when it comes to women being able to kind of like juggle everything? So now that I'm hearing y'all talking, I'm thinking about, you know, where does this come from that we feel we supposed to accomplish this. And if it's not done, you're missing out on life, or you're not where you're supposed to be. Is that a stigma that y'all think that comes from where you were raised? I mean, I came from a single mother household. So my mom did everything. I She provided. She worked sometimes two jobs. I never really see her broke down and cry. And she was a great provider. But the one thing, and you know, I'm gonna just be open because this is an open platform that I had to learn from my husband. And it took, you know, it took about 10 or 15 years of marriage. That kind of hit hard with me because you tend to take what you learn from your mother and you've learned how to be a good mother. And my husband told me one thing and it really hit me and it stuck to me this day because he said, "You are a great mother, but you are a horrible wife." Because we tend to put the kids first and we feel that if we're providing, if we're taking care of the household, the meals are cooked, he don't have to worry about the kids, we're taking care of the kids. In most of our eyes, specifically my eyes, I was feeling he has nothing to complain about. He comes home to a clean house, dinner is cooked, he don't have to worry about the kids. I take the kids majority of the time, but not realizing I was lacking the skill set to be a great wife. And when he said that to me, it honestly, I had to kind of do a replay and say, my God, I never thought about that. I never looked at it that way. I felt I was doing the best I know how coming from a single mother, a single household, and being a strong woman.
Yeah. How did you turn that around?
I really started trying to have those conversations with him. I think, like he says, your children take a lot away from you. You know, even as the kids get older, you have to have balance in your marriage because what you got to realize is those kids are going to be gone and they're going to move on with their life and it's going to be you and him together. And what is that going to look like for you and him? Because if your whole life revolves around the kids, majority of the time, the marriage won't make it because everything was about the kids. Your conversations about the kids. So one thing I had to start doing is taking the kids out of the situation. Even when we went out, try not to talk about the kids because everything was about the kids. The boys did this, or did you hear this, or did you see the grades, or they did this. So when I started taking the kids out of the picture in our conversation, it started making a change in our relationship and our marriage and started to find the balance. And I can honestly say we're kind of in a great place. I mean, like the stuff we are used to argue about, it's like we are both at peace. And we at peace with each other. He's at peace where I'm at in my life, and I'm at peace where he's at in his life. And it kind of complements each other now because you look back at the stuff that you used to debate and argue about. You say, I can't believe we argue about, you know, this stuff. This is where I want it to be. I want it to be at a peaceful place in my marriage.
Deborah's 10 years old. And so we got a 10-year gap between her and Eliza. So life was awesome, you know, with one child. And I mean, when you talk about somebody's flourishing, I believe that our marriage and everything was flourishing. I can say after Eliza, like things just was like, okay, trying to figure out, okay, what do we do now? You know, our work schedules are so opposite of one another. And I got so used to doing certain things, you know, on my own or with Deborah and with us together. And so when Eliza came into the picture, it's like, I felt like it took away in a some parts, I feel like it took away a lot of my personal time, a lot of the time that I had to really just do things that I enjoy doing in life, you know. And the same for Deborah. It really took a lot of time away from all of us, not in a bad way, because we do. I mean, we're glad she's here and we love her. But it was a big adjustment. And when I say a big adjustment, like our marriage, it didn't go sour. But when you look at, okay, what are we doing together? It was like, besides without the kids, it wasn't there. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't there. That is something that we are kind of really just now getting back into the swing of things, because so much of that first year after she was born was literally given, you know, geared towards her, you know. And it might be kind of my fault, you know, because maybe I was kind of overbearing as a mother, you know, and I wanted her to be in my, you know, with me and with us. And I probably could have and should have at times been like, okay, let's give them to the grandparents. Let's let the grandparents watch these so that we can have that time together. But I totally agree with you, Dr. T. Like, yes, you know, if that time is not there, mm-hmm. then it's very easy to see how all of these other things can get in the way mm-hmm. of what you had, you know, as a married couple. And not to say that it's getting bad, but you're losing that connection. It's mm-hmm. almost like, you know, prayer, you know, when we got God, we have a relationship with Christ. You know, if we allow these other things to crowd out our space, you know, then that time that we have is not like it's bad, but we don't have that intimacy that we had before. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
It's good. Go ahead, Londa, you want to say something?
Oh, I was just going to speak to, I think, her first question, Dr. Tamika, when you spoke about, you know, where do we get this idea that we have to balance everything, or does it come from our childhood, or, you know, like you said, I also was raised by a single mom. I think a lot of it honestly comes from social media. Mm-hmm. It comes from what's just being advertised in our face all day. You know, as my background in marketing, you know, I'm more alert to it. So I know, you know, I'm more, you know, when I see an advertisement, I'm like, okay, I know what they're trying to do. Where the average person probably just, oh, I have a taste for pizza today, not realizing that they saw a pizza commercial, you know? So I do think that weighs a lot on us than it did, of course, for our, you know, mothers or our grandmothers. They didn't have so much flashing in their face of this false representation of really what a woman is. And then another thing I find is sometimes when you try to ask an older person, they, oh, baby, I did this, or I cook 3 meals a day, mm-hmm. or I did, and then you feel inadequate. Well, doggone it, I only cook 2 meals a day. You know, like, is oatmeal not good enough for breakfast? I got a good bacon and grits, you know. So that's why I love, you know, getting around sometimes just women who are at the same stage, realizing the importance, of course, of that Naomi Ruth relationship of talking to someone who's in a different stage. But sometimes it is great to kind of commune with people who are in your mm-hmm. same stage or who are in your walk of life, so you can realize, okay, it's just not me. I'm not crazy. You know, we all sometimes have our bad days, you know, or we all sometimes have to, you know, cook some noodles instead of, you know, the actual lasagna. It's just a bad representation that we've been fed of what a woman's supposed to look like versus really, really, you know, taking the time to be like, you know, this is who I am, is what a woman is. Like, we have our days. Sometimes we're good and sometimes we're not. And it's okay. So that's just my take on it.
Yeah. I think my view of motherhood came definitely from my mom and my grandmothers. They were very women of strength, you know, and my mom did. I mean, I still, like, even now she's helping out here because I have been unable to. And she's still doing some of the same stuff that she did with me when I was younger. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, so I see that. And sometimes I get into this place of comparison where I'm like, am I doing that? Like, is this what I've been doing? You know, because she can wake up in the morning, she'll make the breakfast, she'll have it ready, she can put it on the table, she'll feed you, she'll get you dressed, she'll put your lotion on, you know, and head out the door and go to work, come home, cook, and it's, she does it so, I mean, granted, she was in a family of six. So, okay, maybe that has something to do with it. She had, mm-hmm. she learned how to, you know, how to be that helper, you know, but she does it like clockwork and goes to sleep at like, well, put the babies to bed and then goes to sleep and it's does it all over again. You know, I mean, she definitely had to step in. I mean, I said that all of the load went on my husband, but my mom came through, thank God. But she does that, and I've seen her do that for years when I was younger. And so I think my view was like, okay, I want to be like her. I need to be yeah. like her because I want my children to have what I had, you know, but I can't do it like her. You know, I've tried. I can, but it really takes a certain focus, mentality, and I even like a mental fitness, I feel like, to be able to do it the way she does it, you know, mm-hmm. and to do it consistently. But she finds a way to do it. And so maybe that's not healthy for me. I'm just going to be honest. I love what Christine said in the video. I'm going to read it. It says, balance is not about doing everything well at the same time, but about doing the right thing well at the right time. In other words, just as our brains were not designed to do too many things at once, our souls are not created to excel in every part of life at the same time. It's more important to identify the most important things and then unitask those priorities with excellence. So I like what she said in regards to in regards to that perspective. And so learning to, you know, because when I look at my mom, I feel like she does it perfect, you know, and so I feel like I have to be perfect. But what Christine was saying here is, it don't have to be, everything doesn't have to be perfect, but those right things that you need to have in place, just making sure that you prioritize and have the most important things, putting the first things first. And so that's what I'm trying to work on.
And that's actually funny, Mary, because my mom is the exact same way. And I used to be like that. I used to cook the three meals, and my husband would come home and he would have a full course meal. And my mom still to this day, if I'm driving from Georgia to South Carolina, and this is actually funny, I got there about 11 o'clock. And when I got there about 11 o'clock, my mom had cooked a full-blown dinner. Like, we walked in the house and she says, dinner is done. And she always cooks what each one of us likes. She knows what her granddaughter likes. She knows what my husband likes. She knows what I like. She'll bake pies and she'll bake cakes. And I used to do that. But when my husband retired in 2012, I told him, Mom, I ain't doing it no more. You can pick which one you want. You want the house, you want the cooking. And he wasn't a cooker, but he became to be a great cooker. And he said, well, I definitely not going to clean, because I'm not going to clean to your standards. So I'll take the cooking. And he actually took the cooking. And this is, I'm going to be honest, this is before I'm a big basketball fan. And so when the boys would come home, they would be laughing because I would be on the couch drinking a Coors Light while the dad was in the kitchen cooking. And they say, this is so weird. So I'm going to just be, it worked out, but it worked out. He took on the full responsibility of cooking, and it kind of freed me up to kind of figure out what's my next move in my life. Because he has a retirement. He has accomplished 20 something years. My life was kind of put on hold. So it was me finding myself without having the two boys transitioning out, not taking on the responsibility of cooking. So it freed up my time. So it's actually funny. And now we're both at the place that we both don't really want to cook. So we got a 17-year-old, and she's like, Marquise and Darren said you used to cook all the time. I don't do that no more.
Yeah, I think a big thing of what you just said is just communicating, right? You communicated that to your husband. Like, look, I can't carry all of this, or, you know, it's time for us to, you know, kind of divide up the load here in the house. Stuff got to get done. We got to eat. The house got to be clean. So, look, you do this, I do that. And I don't think anything's wrong with that. I tell my husband all day long that he is a better cleaner than me. I'm not saying I'm dirty at all, but when he cleans, like, he does it like just me, because I think I'm so type A, I have to like think through everything and it takes me forever. And he's just like, girl, just do that. I'm like, I can't, it has to make sense. But to him, it's just like, no, cleaning is cleaning. He put on his music, and before you know it, everything's done, you know? And so that's how we sometimes, oh, balance it out. But I like what you said as far as communicating with your husband when you got to your breaking point. And I think that's important for us women to do, because so often we move past that breaking point before you know it, we're breaking down, you know, mm-hmm. and all we had to do was just kind of open up and let somebody know that we needed help. So
Dr. B said, I ain't cooking. that's probably, I bet you that's probably why he said the whole thing about that wife thing right there. I'm just joking. My husband loves to eat. Lord, he loves to eat. And I can tell the difference when I cook and don't cook by his response. I know there's a difference. Georgette says, I'm in a different age group from you ladies. And although I grew in a single household, I saw how my aunts took care of their husbands and children. So I learned from them. But when I got older in my marriage, I got tired of being that kind of wife because I began to discover who I was. And I wanted to do more for me outside of being a wife and a mother. That's good. So Georgette, what does balance look like for you now? What does it, how does it look? If you could share with us.
And I probably can tell you the answer, but I'm gonna let her tell it.
And I'm assuming when she says that she got tired of being that kind of wife, like I'm assuming her children at that time was a lot older, or either they were out of the house. I guess I would kind of want to know that too.
Yeah, because she says when I got older in my marriage, yeah. I think y'all, it's, I guess our husbands, I think they're expecting something from us, like they want the same thing as we get older. Because she said, I got tired of being that kind of wife.
But you know, as men get older, they want a peace of mind. And it depends on, are you at peace? Because you can bring peace to him if you're at peace.
Yeah.
So what I've learned is, I think a lot of us lose ourselves because we're trying to live up to what society says, what is considered a successful woman, instead of us seeking God to say, God, what is your plan for my life? Mm-hmm. Once I started playing that and realizing my main purpose, no matter how I look at it, because my children are a blessing from God, but my main purpose in life, because I will have to answer this, is to plant seeds, and those seeds belongs to God. And I don't know how those seeds harvest, but I have to seek God. And as I start to seek him and start to spend time with him and start to build that relationship in prayer, you realize a whole bunch of your life, because now that I say, God, if I was seeking you prior to this, there's a lot of stuff that I know was not your choice for me. But because I didn't seek you, I'm on certain path. But now that I'm seeking you, God, get me back, restore me back to what you originally wanted me to do while I was here on earth.
Dr. Tamika, that's good what you just said. You said you realized that something, in a sense, something was off. And Pastor Teray, inside of the book Balance, that's literally what he says. He's talking about, not necessarily when you talk about balance, a lot of times when people see the balance, they're seeing it in the aspect of life, you know, things trying to be in order. But he's seeing balance in the sense of the balance of your soul. Mm-hmm. Like there's moments when you're going through life and you just know within you that something is not right, and you have to try to pinpoint what it is. Mm-hmm. And in those moments, he's saying that you have to, in a sense, you have to seek God and mm-hmm. tune into God about, okay, what's not right about my life? Because we don't always know where it's coming from. You know, it could be, I ain't gonna lie, I had shared something a while ago, how I was just had Eliza, and I was working the job that I have now, but I had another opportunity to take on another job from home that I used to do about a couple of years ago. And so I had both of these jobs available, and I was like, okay, I'm trying to be superwoman. I'm trying to get out of debt, y'all. I'm trying to get a house. And so I took on the second job, kind of knowing already that I might not be able to do it, but I said, I'm going to do this. I feel like I can get it done. And the moment that I started the training, I started feeling sick on the inside, and I was like, Lord, what's wrong? And God was telling me, you messed up, you know, like you're taking on too much. And if I would have kept on with that job that I had, I'm going to be honest, because it was two jobs working from home, meaning my whole day, nothing. Kids would have been out the door, you know, no time for nobody. And I felt so sick to my stomach in the moment that I was like, okay, I need to put this away. I stayed on the job for a little bit. But the moment I stepped away, it was like I felt so much better because I had to let some things go. And I think when it comes to balance, sometimes we don't always know what it is. We can't always pinpoint it. But when we start subtracting certain things, it's like when we can let go of certain things, everything else can kind of line up and come together how it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Georgette says, I look at what needs to be done now and what can wait. Sometimes I put something down that I shouldn't, and yep, and then I have to regroup. Exactly. Yep. But have y'all ever been into those situations where you just like you realize, okay, something is not right. What does that feel like or look like for you when you feel like, or when you kind of have an awareness that something is out of balance in your life?
I guess, not to ask. Go.
But I see she was thinking.
Yeah, I was trying to think. I'm like, oh. I think probably for me, a lot of times is I have to go back and recheck my priority list. Like most of the time I can pinpoint it. Like you know, sometimes you can do the, you know, elimination. Or sometimes some people just step back and get rid of everything. Like I'm taking a sabbatical, and then little by little, I'll add some, you know, things back to my life and see really what it was that was, you know, kind of had my spirit off alignment. So I think that's one way to do it. And then once again, the way I do it is I go back to my priority list. Like, okay, am I doing something that is taking me from these top priorities that I established, or me and my husband established at the beginning of our marriage, you know, the foundation that we said that we were going to stand on. And if those things are, you know, not matching up to the things that we agreed to, then most of the time I'm going to probably knock out one of those things, because it's just not, you know, we got to be on one accord. It's just not following order. So, and I think that's important, being in order. So
that's good, man. Well, for me, I just learned how to readjust, because like I say, with the military, you just learn how to adapt and adjust. That was our way of living. You never knew where you were going. You were somewhere for 2 years, maybe 3 years, and then boom, you got orders. And most of the time, the orders took us away from family. So we were stationed in Germany a total of 9+ years. But I can honestly say this, within the last 5 years, when I really started building my relationship with God and seeking God, and he specifically gave me direction. He sent someone in my path to let me know what he wanted me to do. And normally I would make a decision first and pray later. But this time he had me pray first and then make a decision. So I prayed about pursuing my doctoral degree. And the vision was just clear that was next for me. That was next for me to pursue it. And as I was pursuing it, you know, even though I crossed the finish line, he kind of put me in an isolation, because with a doctoral degree, it brings you in an isolation. But in that isolation, because it's a very tedious process, you're calling on God and you're praying on God to see you through this process, because it's not hard, but you have to time management. You have to divide how you get your attention, and then you have to make sure your spouse is in tune with what that looks like and able to support you, because a doctoral degree pulls a lot of your time away from your spouse. Mm-hmm. So as I pursued that degree, he started isolating me from everything that I was comfortable with, people that I was comfortable with. And I didn't understand and I didn't question it. But now that I've crossed over, I understand what he was doing in my life is where I'm taking you. Some people can't come. And the doctor program was teaching me how to study and how to spend time with him, because now I used to have an excuse where I can't sit down and read, but I would sometimes work 11 hours just writing for my doctoral degree. So he says, you know how to study, you know how to spend that one-on-one time with me. So now it's easy for me to come into my closet, open up my Bible and spend 2 hours with God and just reading the word and actually love reading the word. So I tell people, even though I pursued a doctor degree, God had a bigger plan for me. He was building my relationship with him. He was getting me into those study habits. He was isolating me from people, not saying there was anything wrong with the people that I hang around with. But you have to understand, as you start evolving as a woman of God, some people are not going to evolve with you. Don't mean you dislike them. Don't mean nothing's wrong with them. It's just you're at a different walk and you have locked into God's plan and you allow God to do the removing.
That's good. All right. Are there any more comments? It is 7:57, you guys. And We're all about trying to put balance and perspective in our own personal lives. And so we are going to just kind of finish out at this time. Georgette says, amen. Amen, Dr. T. So, Georgette, were you able to watch the video? I want to know. And if so, oh, thanks. And if so, I would like to know, did you have any takeaways? And we would love to have you on one of our podcasts actually speaking. That would be awesome. But with that being said, she said not yet. Okay. So what's going to happen is our next video is all about decision making, making great decisions. And so that's going to be the next video that's going to be shared inside of the Women Arise group. So you guys, the plan is to post the video on Sunday or Monday. And then on Friday, it's going to get taken away. The podcast is going to come on live and you guys join us. We are meeting every other week, right? Bi-weekly is what we agreed on. So we're going to be meeting bi-weekly. So my goal is to have something going on in between the weeks. And I don't know exactly what that is yet. If it's just the video, it might just be a video, or if it's going to, or I'm going to come on here and share something that I'm reading from one of the books that I'm reading, if it's related to one of the topics that we had. But more than anything, is I hope that you guys, take those questions, take what you're gaining from the videos and even taking what you're gaining from us, and that you're putting it into practice. Everybody's vision of balance is going to look different, because we're all in different walks of life. But the most important thing is that when you feel the nudge to let go or to move forward or to do something, allow God to lead you into what balance is going to look like for you. This is my last statement, and I want for Dr. T and Londa to definitely share theirs. But if I try to operate my life like how I saw my mother, my grandma doing it, and people that I look up to, I would be a mess. I would be a mess internally because I can't live up to that expectation or standards. But when I learn to just live my life and live it in the best way that I can of balance, that's when everything tends to work out just right. So let's hear from Dr. T, and then I'll let Londa, you can make the last statement and we'll be done for the night.
I think the thing that I will leave people is sometimes we have to realize that your purpose here is not just here for you and your family. And I think that's where sometimes we may get stuck, because once that comes to and I'm not saying as a marriage dissolving, your kids get older, you and your husband are at a great place. We're always saying, what's next? What's next, God? So once you realize that you're not here just for you and your family, that's not the work that God has for you. There's a bigger picture, but we limit that picture because we get inside our own little world, our husband and our kids and the people that we're close to. There's people just like Mary and Londa. We probably would have never met, but this was God's divine connection. Because there's people he wants you to meet. And sometimes it takes situation like this to realize your purpose is bigger than you and your family. So that's what I want people to remember, just seeking God and asking God, what is exactly that you have me here for? And what does that purpose look like? Because God's kingdom don't consist of just you and your family.
Thanks, Dr. Tamika. Wow. So I guess my last words is, I think balance and success and how you define success goes hand in hand. I think when you come up with your definition of what success like for you, which that to me, that's should be defined individually. You should never gauge what success is for you based off of somebody else's, off of someone else's success, because we all walk, you know, have different roles and different crosses to bear in our lives. So once you can get a definition of what you and your spouse, or if you're a single woman, what you, you know, define as, this is what success looks for me, I think that makes, you know, you balancing priorities, you know, it kind of all runs hand in hand, balance, priorities, and success. So once you define success, you're able to your priorities and set your priorities in a way where if distractions come or opportunities, you know, like you said, marry another job, you knew you had to go back to, okay, this doesn't feel right. This is not in alignment with what, you know, I agree to, what I know in my heart is what me being successful looks like right now in my life. And so it'll help you get back in alignment with God's will, I feel, if all three of those kind of work together.
Awesome. All right. Let us pray. I'm just going to say a quick prayer and we're going to be done. So Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for today's podcast, God, as we talk about balance. And Father God, I pray today, God, for every woman that's going to be tuning in and has tuned in, God, I pray, Lord, that God, your will for their lives will be revealed unto them, Lord. And I pray that you would help them, God, to live a life of balance and to live a life of success. God, you know the plans that you have for them. You know what that life is to look like. You know what that plan, that future is to look like, Lord. So I pray, God, today that as we all seek to live a better life, priority, God, first, that we will seek you first, Lord. And as we seek you, Lord, that you will just order our steps, because we know that when we trust in you, that you will direct our paths, that you will order our steps. And when you order our steps, God, every plan that you have, that we have, God, it shall be successful. So I just thank you, and I give you honor and praise, and just ask that you continue to have your way in each and every one of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, you guys, I am ending the broadcast now, and you guys have an awesome evening, and I'll talk to you all soon.
Bye. Bye. Pleasure meeting all y'all.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Mary, and I am up early for weekend meditations. Oh my goodness. Did y'all enjoy our podcast segment live with Londa and Dr. Tamika? Wasn't it awesome? We came together. This was our first time coming together to do this podcast, and I'm so excited about what's ahead. I know that every time we get together, it's going to be better. And so I want you guys to just continue to join us, continue to tune in, continue to share what Woman Arise is doing for you. I would love to hear your thoughts, and I would love to hear, you know, to hear what life is like for you, and what are some of the things that we're talking about, the discussions. What is that like for you? I love how Miss Georgette came in and just really chimed in about how life of balance is different for her at the stage that she is in. She's in a different age bracket, a different generation from Dr. Tamika, Londa, and myself. And so it was great to kind of see and hear that perspective from her. And so for our weekend meditation, you know, the word that was given inside of the group to share was Ephesians 5:15. I'm going to read it. It says, "Be very careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." I love how last night, as we talked about what balance is, we mentioned that balance is going to look different for everybody. And that's one thing that Londa said. She said, you know, When it's very important to just really do your best at whatever stage you are in, because there's some things when you are in your 20s that you're going to be able to do that you may not be able to do when you're in your 30s and 40s, and vice versa. For instance, I talked about having children and, you know, how my life kind of went out. It really had to be adjusted because my daughter, my oldest, is 10 years old, and I have a 1-year-old. So that's 10 years of a space and time that I had to kind of really adjust my life into one direction that I now had to shift into a whole new process of motherhood and what family looks like for me. And so there were certain things that, you know, that I was able to do that I'm no longer able to do before. And so my life went through a big shift just with this newborn baby coming in, because for 10 years, I was in a sense moving towards my daughter going to middle school, my oldest going to middle school. So life is going to be different. And you have to understand that whatever stage of life you're at, it's not going to be that way forever. You know, Ecclesiastes 3 tells us that there is a time and a season for everything. I'm going to read that, and this is going to be our weekend meditation. So let's go ahead and get started. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Heavenly Father, as we go into this weekend, God, my prayer is that you will reveal to every lady that is listening to this weekend meditation, that you will reveal to her what time it is. And that as you reveal to her what time it is, God, I pray that she will not only know that time, but that she will be effective and productive in the time that you've given her. I pray that she will boldly, God, walk out the calling that you've placed upon her life. I pray that, God, as she does, that she will do so with wisdom, that she will do so with tact, that she will do so with understanding. I pray that you would help her to be effective. I pray that you would help her to balance the time that she has been given, because we know that every stage and every year is going to be different. So what is it that you would have us to do in this season and in this time that you've been given to us? Show us, God, what is most important. Show us, God, where we need to be effective. Show us, Lord, areas of our lives that we're doing well, but also show us, God, the areas that maybe we have been neglecting that we need to get back into sync, Lord. And I pray that if those areas are revealed to us, God, that, Lord, you will give us a strategy that is necessary so that we can effectively and productively, with wisdom, that we can lead our life well. However that looks like for us, God, show us what balance is going to look like for us in this season that we are in. Give us the plan for not just this year, but the next 5 years and the next 10 years, God. And we don't know everything, but we know that when we come to you and we ask for your guidance, that you will direct our path and order our steps. So my prayer this weekend is that we will have an understanding for the time and season that we are in, and that once we understand it, God, that we will be careful, that we will be careful to make the most of every opportunity that you've given us as women, as wives, as mothers, as sisters, as teachers, you know, whatever purpose we have as leaders, as friends, God, that we will make the most of every opportunity that you've given us to do what you've called us to do. Let us be encouraged, God. I pray that we'll be encouraged in this stage and in this walk of life that we are in, and that we'll know that we're not alone. That we're in this together. So have your way in Jesus' name. We thank you for everything that you're doing. We give you praise. Amen.